Blog Talk Radio.
They must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody
seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive to the day that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh? It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they so don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody who's tied in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is More Than an Hour of Power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and you know First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We about to get this Holy Ghost party rolling on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be present, Lord, and that it lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation you're about to give us. Lord, we thank you in advance for the knowledge you're about to give us. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for every door that you're opening, every crooked path that you're making straight, Lord. We just want to lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Ain't no other God like you. Hallelujah. There's none besides you. You are our most high God, and we worship you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight. We adore you on tonight, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, we love you. And we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. Hallelujah. And we will continue to magnify you. We will continue to glorify you. We will continue to lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Everybody for tuning in on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we hope you are ready to receive the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We hope you are ready. Amen. Hallelujah. To magnify the Lord with us on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, amen, or your electronic device, we're going to go to Daniel chapter 3 on tonight. Glory to God. Daniel chapter 3. If you're just now tuning in, this is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. And I'm pretty sure joining us later on will be my brother in Christ. Amen. From the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Apostle L.A. Curry will be on the line with us a little bit later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to Daniel chapter 3 on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if we want to give it a title on tonight, the title of tonight's message would be Don't Bow Down. Glory to God. Don't bow down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beginning at Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, it says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and breadth therefore six cubits. He set it up in plain of Duran in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To put it in layman's terms, praise God, the king had built a statue of himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now he's having a dedication of the statue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in verse 3 it says, then the princes, okay, then he's gathered every political figure from the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's gathered them all together in one place to dedicate this statue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then in verse 3, then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had been in Herod, cried out to you. To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. So he's instructing, amen, the leaders, the governors, the captains, amen, what I want you to instruct your people to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a command coming down from the king. Glory to God. This is coming down from the top. It's coming down from the head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tells amen the governor. Amen. And everybody else, what I want your people to do in our land. Mm. We have to understand this is the time that Babylon has taken over Jerusalem. Hallelujah. They're in control of the land, all of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. And they have divided, it's already divided up, but they've divided it up amongst their people, amongst their governors, amongst their leaders. Glory to God. Are in control of the land. And Nebuchadnezzar is saying, hey, man, I'm going to give you instructions on what I want you to tell your citizens to do. I didn't just make the statue, hey, man, for it to look sick. I got some instructions for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you how this relates to us, to today in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So verse 4 of this, a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, no matter what language you spoke now. He says that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the cymbal, forgive me if I can't pronounce it, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the command is, you tell your people, you also, you and your people, praise God, when they hear the music play, you need to stop what you're doing and you need to bow down to this statue. Glory to God. And we're glad we live in America. We don't worship idols. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't do things like this when music plays. We stop and worship an idol. Glory to God. Unless you count the American flag. Glory to God. Every time the Star-Spangled Banner plays, we are to stop and salute the flag. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, Nebuchadnezzar represents the United States. It represents every country. Hallelujah. In the world. Every country in the world has a flag. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when they got a certain anthem, and every time you play this anthem, you have to stop and salute this flag. Now, granted, our country is brutal in some countries. Glory to God, some countries will kill you if you don't stop and work with that flag. Hallelujah. You heard the music playing. You need to stop moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to put your hand over your heart or salute, whatever you're supposed to do when you hear that music play, or we might just cut your head off for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, glory to God, even in the country we live in, hallelujah, when they took a knee, hallelujah, it was a problem. Praise God. Because they did not stop and salute the American flag. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And people will hear me and say, you must got a problem with America. No, I have a problem with the process that we do things. Glory to God. It's not a problem with the country. It's a problem, hallelujah, amen, with the idol. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a problem with us, hallelujah, as Christians, as Jews, hallelujah, as Muslims, and as people that we call each other children of God. Hallelujah. When we, amen, stop and salute a flag, glory to God, hallelujah. But we see somebody hungry on the streets and we leave them starving. It is sad when people of us, the men and women of God, the children of God, can stop and salute a flag. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we can't give honor to God. Hallelujah. We respect the flag more than we respect God. Hallelujah, praise God. And God said clearly, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we have put, hallelujah, this flag before God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of us say, well, Elder, I got to do. Hallelujah. This is required. Hallelujah. I may be an employee of the government. Hallelujah, praise God. When I worked for the ballpark, they told me, you got to stop working. You got to stop serving customers. You got to stop working to stop and salute this flag. Glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. When I told them, amen, I ain't got to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't get fired over it, praise God, but we live in, hallelujah, in a free country. This country today, amen, like I said, will put you in front of the firing squad. They'll hang you. They'll behead you. Praise God, hallelujah, for not worshiping they flag. That's what it is. It's not saluting the flag. It's not respecting the flag. We are worshiping the flag. We are quiet. As somebody sings the song, even if they sound horrible when they sing it, we are quiet. Hallelujah. We respect the national anthem. We respect the flag. But God say, where is my respect? Hallelujah. Praise God. It was a time, amen, when the sinner would cross the street when he's approaching the church ground. But now they just keep on walking. The sinners are on the church ground. Hallelujah, amen. They cussing, drinking, fornicating on the church ground. There's no respect for God, but you got respect for your flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. If something about the name Jesus come on, you just keep on going. Hallelujah. You don't stop and give reverence to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if the Star Spangled Banner come on, glory to God, we stop and give reverence to the flag, give reverence to the song, and we don't give no reverence to God. Hallelujah. At any time, this song will play. At all the major sporting events. Glory to God, this song will play. And everything must stop. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But us as men and women of God, amen, about to have no other gods before our God. We need to learn to respect God and love God and reverence God. Hallelujah, a whole lot more than the country. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like I said, don't get me wrong, this ain't about the country. I love this country. Glory to God with all our problems. Hallelujah, because there's a whole bunch of countries out there, a whole lot worse. Hallelujah, praise God. I'd rather be here than over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'd rather have God. Hallelujah. I'd rather have God. Hallelujah, than all the treasure in the world. But what the song say, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Glory to God, hallelujah, God before everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is what's going on in Babylon. When you hear the music play, no matter where you at, hallelujah, and just thinking about it, hallelujah, praise God, you just said you had to be tall for them to be able to see it from wherever they at. Glory to God, hallelujah. We got a flag everywhere. I'm trying to point out the similarities to where I'm going with this. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Verse 6 says, and whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. In other words, if you don't bow down, he will kill you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't get me wrong, our country may not assassinate you, but they will assassinate your family. They will drag your name through the mud. Hallelujah. They will have everybody hating you. Praise God. They'll be calling you a communist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When they done with you, hallelujah. Praise God. They'll be calling you a Benedict Arnold, a traitor to this country. Glory to God. When they done with you, hallelujah. Amen. Because you won't bow down or conform to their rules. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Careers, they'll kill your career, glory to God, if you don't bow down. Hallelujah. Remember the woman, amen, that refused, amen, to give a marriage license, praise God, to a homosexual couple, glory to God, hallelujah. They drug her through the mud. Hallelujah. She lost her employment at the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't know for a fact, but I'm willing to bet if I was a gambling man that she's doing a lot better now than she was then. And I'm going to show you why in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, all the nations, all the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it appeared that everybody in the world, in the country, in the land, was on one accord. When they hear the music, they stop and they bow down. Nothing is more important than that music. You get out of bed, hallelujah, and bow down for that music. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But watch this, verse 8. Wherefore, at that time, certain settling, I can never pronounce that right, hallelujah, came near and accused the Jews. Praise God. Now keep in mind, they worked, these people worked together. They worked with the Jews. Hallelujah. Amen. They were all in government offices. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you know the book of Daniel, amen, praise God, you'll know, amen, these three, amen, were chosen, hallelujah, by the king, amen, and they were given jobs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they worked within this government. Hallelujah. But other government officials are hating on them. Praise God. You know that hate at the job that, you know, want to say you late every day? You 5 minutes late every day. Praise God. See, they don't never come back from lunch on time. They don't never finish their pay. It's always somebody hating on you because they see you getting away with stuff they can't. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They see you getting away with stuff that they can't, and they feel like this is unfair. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They're not bowing down. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. I'm getting ahead of myself. It says, they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, however you want to pronounce it, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews, now watch this, certain Jews, glory to God, hallelujah, which means all the Jews, hallelujah, didn't stand on the word of God. Praise God. All of them didn't stand. Some of them bowed. Hallelujah. Some of them conformed, hallelujah, to the images of this world instead of being transformed by the renewing of their mind. Hallelujah. Some of them bowed down to what the king told them to do because they were in fear of their life. Praise God. The decree had went out. If you don't bow down, you're going to get burnt alive. Hallelujah. 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 But see, amen, praise God, they just messed with the wrong Jews this time. They encountered some certain Jews. Are you that certain Jew? Are you that certain Christian? Are you that certain Muslim? Are you that certain person? Glory to God, hallelujah. Are you that certain one? Hallelujah, that refused to conform to the images of this world. Are you that certain one? Hallelujah, that they're going to run and tell that on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what they say. There are certain Jews, me in verse 12, certain Jews who thou has set over the affairs of Babylon. Glory to God. Look what they're saying. It's certain Jews that you put in power. Hallelujah. I want you to know, we ain't had nothing to do with this. This is all you, King. You chose these people. You gave these people a position. You the one put them in power. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. In other words, you put them in power, but they don't respect you. They ain't got no respect for you. You know how they go to the boss behind your back. Hallelujah, make it sound worse than what it really was. Hallelujah, praise God. And they always late. They don't care about being on time. I do care. It's just traffic. You don't know my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they knew what they did, but they didn't know why they did it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me read it again. There are certain Jews who thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Praise God. You see some extra stuff in there. They always want to throw another extra in there. They don't even they worship your gods, and they don't even worship the image you set up. That's not even why you came in here. You came in here to tell me about the image that I set up. They're not doing, but you have to throw in the fact that they don't even worship your God. Hallelujah. They always want to throw a little something extra in there. Praise God, amen. A little extra seasoning. Praise God, to make sure you get hemmed up the right way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand, the Bible says your enemies will be your footstool. Hallelujah. Your enemies will help you get to the next level. Amen. But they're not trying to. Oh, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Right now, these men are in there accusing the Jews, the certain Jews, these three men, of not doing what the boss they do, not doing what the government, oh, Lord, they do, going against the powers that be. Glory to God. Why? Because it's going against the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you didn't think that was the only thing we had against these men. Hallelujah. They was coming to work on time. They was doing the numbers right. Hallelujah. They was doing their job, hallelujah, successfully. There wasn't no complaints about their work or their work ethic. Hallelujah. They were not trying to sabotage Babylon from the inside out. Hallelujah. They were put in position, and they ran those positions accordingly. So the enemy had nothing against them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you got to make sure the enemy ain't got nothing against you. Hallelujah. Everything the enemy has against you got to be something a man got to do with you put God over there. Hallelujah. He put God first. Hallelujah. Praise God. She put God first. Hallelujah. That's the only accusation the enemy is going to have against you. They put God first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded, bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye do not serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Now, let me tell you, when they take you to the heart, hallelujah, like you want to hear it from the horse's mouth, when they take you to the king, to the boss, hallelujah, amen, don't be timid. Don't be scared. Don't have no fear. Stand on what you believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you said it, you said it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said it like this. If you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When they take you before the king, before the boss, before your accuser, stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 15. Now if ye be ready, at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Glory to God. So this is what he gave my ultimatum. Hallelujah. You're going to receive an ultimatum. I don't know what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what situation you're going to be in. Hallelujah. But you're going to receive an ultimatum. Either choose God. Hallelujah, amen, or choose, hallelujah, man. Hallelujah, praise God. Either bow down or be killed. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the ultimatum. Either bow down or be fired. Hallelujah. Either bow down or we ain't friends no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Either bow down or you kicked out the church. Hallelujah. Either bow down or you not the community. You kicked out the family. Either bow down.
Amen.
Or it's over for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Glory to God. Let me translate, because I'm reading it out the New King James. What he's saying is, we don't have to answer you regarding this. Oh, my God. This, what you're asking is really none of your business. That's basically what they're telling us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I really don't. I know you the king and you got authority. I respect you for being the king. Hallelujah. You are who you are. But I don't got to answer your question right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Verse 17 said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. If you do throw us in there, God can get us out. That's the kind of confidence that we have in the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Not only do I not have to answer you about this, because I ain't going to argue with you and go back and forth about this and that and the other thing and what you read and what you saw and this, that, and that. No, I ain't going to do that. I ain't even going to ask you about it. But whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. Because whatever you're going to do, God's going to, oh, glory to God. He's going to deliver me from it. Well, whatever you try to do, hallelujah, God is going to deliver me from it. I'm confident in it. Praise God. But then watch, let me show you how confident they are. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. I'm confident he's going to get us out the furnace, and he's going to get us out of your wrath. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing you can do right now to shake my confidence in my God. And I've seen what you can do. Glory to God. I work in the government. I know what you can do, and I ain't even scared. Hallelujah. We know what they can do right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know the ability they have, amen, to frame you, to set you up, to make you look like you did something you didn't do. We fully capable, and we know, hallelujah, what the powers that be are capable of doing. The people at your job can frame you. Hallelujah. I can take a quick 20 out your register and say you came up short. That ain't no. Glory to God, there ain't no problem. I can make it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody plotting on you and they about to close in. Praise God, but don't worry. Watch this, hallelujah. Amen. Let me show you how much more confident they are. Hallelujah. In verse 19, they say, but if not, be it known unto thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Even if he don't deliver us, even if you put us in that fire and we burn the ash, we still not going to do it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We still not going to do it. Could you imagine the ego of God when he heard something like that? Hallelujah. God is looking for people that have faith in him, that trust in him, that believe in him. Hallelujah. That depend on him from any and everything. And he is hearing somebody say he can do it. And even if he don't, oh, glory to God, I still ain't going to do what you told me to do. That's how much I love God. That's how much I stand behind my God. That's how much I worship my God. That nothing you can do can shake my foundation. Nothing you can do can change my mind. Nothing you can do, yeah. Hallelujah, even if you kill me, even if you fire me, hallelujah, even if you divorce me, even if you, hallelujah, amen, expel me from the rest of the family, glory to God, no matter what you do to me. Hallelujah. If you make me an outcast, I'll be out there by myself, just me and the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I'm unemployed, I'm unemployed with the Lord. If I'm homeless, I'm homeless with the Lord. No matter what you do to me, hallelujah, I will not bow down or serve your God. I'm not going to conform to your ways. I'm not going to be evil on the job because you evil. I'm not going to plot on other employees because you plotting on them. I'm not going to participate in y'all business schemes, glory to God. I'm a righteous person. I'm a righteous woman. I'm a righteous man. Hallelujah. I ain't got no at-work girlfriend, no at-work boyfriend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not commit. I don't want nothing you got. Thou shalt not covet. Glory to God. I don't want to be like you. Hallelujah. I want to be like you, holy and separated unto God.
Yeah, Lord.
What you do to me will change my mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 19, look what it did. Then was Nebuchadnezzar. See, expect, don't expect to get out of it. Hallelujah. By this way, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Sometimes you got to go through it to get out of it. Oh, glory. See, some of us trying to avoid getting in it. Hallelujah. But sometimes you got to get knee deep in it in order to get out of it. Oh, y'all don't understand. Praise God. Look what he said. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed. Hallelujah, amen. The way he looked. Hallelujah. The look on his face changed. You know that evil look you get when somebody has pissed you off? Hallelujah, amen. Can I talk to you plainly? Nebuchadnezzar is pissed off right now. Hallelujah. Like my mama would say, he's pissed off to the ultimate point of pissivity, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. If he was a white man, he'd be bright red. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. It's already hot. Now he says, turn it up seven times hotter than what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the punishment always ends up worse than we thought it was going to be. Hallelujah, amen. But this lesson here, this teaching here, this what these boys went through is teaching us don't worry about the punishment. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. As long as you stand on the word of God, you ain't got to worry about the punishment. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about the consequences and repercussions. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or rather, should I say, you ain't got to worry about their effect on you. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 20 says, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. So he commanded his most mighty, his strongest ones, the biggest ones, the strongest ones. Hallelujah. And told them to bind them, tie them up, and throw them into the furnace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Then these men were bound, their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Amen. Their leggings, their turbans, their shirts. And they were bound from head to toe. Glory to God and hallelujah. Picture the rope around their ankles, around their knees. Hallelujah. Around their arms. Praise God. They are bound from head to toe like a mummy. They can't move. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's important because watch this. Amen. Praise God. It says, therefore, because the king commanded was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got burnt. The men that went to throw them in got burnt.
hallelujah, by the fire. They were slaughtered by the fire. Hallelujah. See, the very people, there's going to be some people that's anxious. See, you got the snitch. Hallelujah. You got the boss. And you got the people that's ready to carry out the punishment. The people that's ready to carry it out can't wait to throw you in the furnace. They can't wait to write you up. Hallelujah. They can't wait to put this on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They can't wait to tell the rest of the family. They cannot wait to implement the punishment, but it's going to backfire on them. Hallelujah. See, that's why you ain't got to worry about what the enemy is going to do, because everything the enemy does is backfiring on him. Yeah, you're going to have to go through the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to throw you in the fire, but the ones that throw you in are going to get burnt by the very fire that was meant to harm you.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what it says in verse 23. Hallelujah. Amen. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the fiery furnace. That's important. Listen, they fell down in the furnace, and they were still bound from head to toe. So they laying on the floor of fire. Glory to God. Tied up. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a miracle in itself, because the men that threw you in are already dead. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So the fire already isn't having any effect on you. See, the unemployment ain't having no effect on you. That man and woman leaving you ain't having no effect on you. They think it is. Glory to God, because you look bound. You look like you're in the fire. But they don't understand that the fire ain't having no effect. Hold up, watch this. It says, then, hallelujah, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. He was shocked. He was amazed. Hallelujah. He was baffled. Praise God. Amen. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. He said, and arose up in haste and spake, says to his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Amen. Three men bound. Didn't we throw three men in there, and wasn't they tied up? When we threw them in, they couldn't move, right? And it was just three of them, right?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
I'm just making sure. Praise God. Watch what they say. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Hallelujah. Praise God. So then he said, in verse 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose.
Wow. Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all ain't catching it. Hallelujah. I see four men, and they are loose. Praise God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
God was with him. Oh, God.
Yes,
Jesus was with him. Hallelujah. Yeshua was with him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus the Christo was with
them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And Nebuchadnezzar saw them, but what caught his eye was they were walking around. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And he said, they not hurt. See, you're not understanding what he's saying. He's saying, I'm looking at them. They not hurt. They not burnt. But the thing I had them bound with, oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
The thing that I had them bound with is gone. The thing that I had them bound with has burnt away. I bound them up with something, but what they bound with is gone. The only thing that's burnt is what I bound them with. Oh, glory. See, the fire is going to burn whatever your enemy is trying to bind you with, whatever they're trying to hold you down with. Hallelujah. Whatever they're trying to keep you from being noble with. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever they're trying to keep you down with. Hallelujah. That's what the fire which they use against you is going to burn away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The only purpose that fire is going to serve is to burn away your boundaries. Oh, glory to God. Get out the box. You no longer got to stay in that box and conform to the image of what people are telling you to do. Glory to God, hallelujah, because God has allowed the boundaries to be burned away. There's no limit. The sky is the limit. The sky is a limitation. Yeah. Glory to God, I'm reaching for the stars, baby. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And the king was astonished. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In verse 26, he says, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Glory to God. He called them out, and they walked out. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever situation the enemy is trying to put you in, hallelujah, not only will the situation burn away your boundaries, but you will be able to walk out of that situation. Hallelujah. See, they're going to throw you in. Oh, but you're going to get to walk out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The thing that should have killed you, you're going to walk away from it. The thing that should have broke you, you're going to walk away from it. Hallelujah. The thing that should have you depressed, that should have you crying, that should have you in tears, rolling right now. You should be balled up in a corner somewhere crying with a pistol to your head about to end it all. But that thing didn't bring you to that point. You was able to get out of that thing and walk
Come
out of it.
Come on now,
hallelujah. Amen. The only thing the experience did was take away the boundaries out of your life. Hallelujah. Maybe this is what Joseph meant when he said what the enemy meant for evil. Hallelujah. God meant for good. Glory to God. Yeah. Look at the king's attitude. Hallelujah. You can change your enemy's attitude. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, hallelujah, now I worship the Most High God. But a minute ago, you were saying what God can save you out of my hands. But now you just humbled yourself because I took a stand. You see, you can get somebody else saved. You can get somebody else delivered. You can get somebody else reborn if you stand on the word that God gave you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These men stood on the word that God gave them and delivered the king of Babylon. Oh, y'all ain't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The king of Babylon now refers to our God as the Most High. Numero uno. Glory to God. The big man upstairs. The one and only. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of what they did. Hallelujah. I know you feel like ain't no change in them. Glory to God. You can turn racists around. Hallelujah. You can take the hatred out of somebody's heart if you stand on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You can change somebody's mindset if you stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Not only is he calling our God the Most High God, he went from being the God that can't mess with me. Your God can't mess with me. I ain't going to get you out there fighting. If I put you in, your God ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Your God ain't even got a statue. Hallelujah. That's how big your God is. He ain't even got a statue. It's an empty plaque. He unknown. I don't know him. What he going to do? Hallelujah. Not 20, 30 minutes later, here it is. He's the Most High. Oh, glory to God. Watch this. Hallelujah. Verse 27. We almost there. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw those men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Oh, did you hear? The fire didn't have no power over them. It only had power over what was bound. Only what was keeping them bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it said, had no power, nor a hair on their head thin. Neither their clothes changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. They don't even smell like smoke. You mean to tell me you've been unemployed for the last 6 months? You don't look like you've been unemployed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You mean to tell me, amen, you went through a bad breakup? You don't look like it. You mean to tell me, praise God, that people don't dislike you? You don't look like what you've been through. Glory to God. How many people tonight don't look like what they've been through? Hallelujah. You don't look like been through. Hallelujah. Don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah. Might look over at your spouse and say, they don't look like what they've been. We look good for what we've been through. Hallelujah. So good that people don't believe your story. Hallelujah. You look so good that people don't believe your testimony. You were never on the street. You were never homeless. Hallelujah. You were never loose. You were never a homemonger. You were never a liar. You were never a thief. There's no way I'm looking at you. You don't look like you've been through any of that. Glory to God. That's the power of God being with you. God being with you keeps you from looking like what you've been through. It ain't that black don't crack. Hallelujah. Amen. It's that Jesus was there with me the whole time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why some people don't look. Some people, amen, look my age and have my age because of what they've been through, but they ain't have God. Hallelujah, on their side. Glory to God. And when you ain't got God, hallelujah, you out there in the middle of the ocean without a life raft. Hallelujah. So when you do get back to the sea, amen, to the shore, you're going to be a little wrinkled from being in that water. You're going to look like something. Glory to God. Why? Because you didn't have God with you. If these men didn't have God with them, no doubt they would have burnt. But they had God with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So not a princess, the governor. Now everybody's looking at them. Look at these men. I know for a fact they got put into the fire. I was there when they got thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. But look at them. They don't look like they've been in the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You want to change laws? Hallelujah. You want to change the way things are going? Praise God. You don't need a picket sign. You don't need a gun. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you need is to stand on his word. People will see you standing on his word. And because you stood on the word, hallelujah, you are changing things. Hallelujah. Amen. Just by doing what's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't need to write no letter to no senator. Glory to God. You just need to stand on the word. Hallelujah. You standing on the word will put these people in their place. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve or worship any god except their own God. Now, what I was just getting, hallelujah, ridiculed for, I'm now getting praised for. Oh, glory to God. See, people respect you more when you stand on what you believe. I'm going to say that again. I said people respect you more when you stand on what you believe, because a person, hallelujah, that won't stand for nothing or fall for anything. But these men stood, and the king is impressed by loyalty. People are, because you don't find loyalty. This was way back in biblical times. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's been got a whole lot worse now. You can't find loyalty no more. But these men were loyal to their God. God said, that's all I'm looking for, some loyalty, some faithfulness, glory to God, some belief. Hallelujah. Amen. Depend on me. Hallelujah. Stand depend on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. He said that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own. They didn't say, I'm going to worship my God and their God. I'm going to put my God before their God, but I'm going to make sure so they won't get mad. You know how we do. So they won't get mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But who cares if they get mad? Look what happens when they get mad. Let me tell you what happens. Verse 29, therefore I make a decree. This is still the king talking. That every people, every nation, of every language, which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut to pieces. Their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this thought. When they see the way God brought you out of what they threw you in, this is why you cannot have a hardened heart towards people. Praise God, because the same one that put you in the fire will be the same one to bring you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just that quick, the heart has changed. Hallelujah, because of what they did to you. Oh, Lord. See, if they wouldn't have done it to you, hallelujah, their eyes would not have been opened to the God that you serve. Otherwise, you'd have just been talking. It would have just been lip service. But they got to see God work. And because they got to see God work, he said, don't nobody talk about this God. Hallelujah. If you say anything about their God, I'm going to cut you to pieces. Your house is going to be made a dunghill. That's a boo-boo hill. That's where they're going to take all the boo-boo. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to scoop all the goat's boo-boo and we're going to put it all on your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where we're going to put it from now on. Hallelujah. That's what I think about you. I can't say the word. Hallelujah. But that's what we think about you. Since you want to talk about our God. Hallelujah. You know, now he our God. He was my God. Now he our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch what happened in verse 30. Then the king promoted. Oh, Lord. Praise God. The very person, amen, that put you in the fire. Hallelujah. Not only brings you out the fire, not only glorifies your God, not only puts your God ahead of all of his gods, glory to God, hallelujah, then you get a promotion. Oh, they're going to be real mad at you now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We snitched on you. Why are you still here? Oh, you my boss. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You mean to tell me, amen, praise God, that you and your wife still together? After all that stuff, all the stuff y'all been through? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How did this happen? Hallelujah. Praise God. How did the plan that I had, it was a foolproof plan. Hallelujah. There was no way they was getting out of this. Hallelujah. And that's the whole thing. They didn't get out of it. Hallelujah. God brought them out of it. God delivered them out of it. Hallelujah. See, you can't get out of it yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only way you can get out of it is to deny God, to compromise, to be conformed by the images of this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want to be righteous, hallelujah, if you want to be a true child of God, you got to step right on in it. Hallelujah. But when you step out of it, amen, ain't going to be no mud on your feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because you're not going to look like what you've been through. I don't care what the enemy is bringing up against you right now. Hallelujah. Quit fighting against, hallelujah, what they're trying to do, because what they doing not only going to deliver you, it's going to deliver them. Hallelujah. Now the king worships our God. Hallelujah. He's issued a decree about our God. Hallelujah. We can change a lot more people if we just stand on the word. You ever heard the phrase, actions speak louder than words? Hallelujah. A lot of us talk a lot of lip service, but when it comes down to it, hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us say, amen, we are Christ-like, and we out here trying to be like God, and we trying to do the work of Jesus, and hallelujah, we passing up people that's hungry and in need. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't understand. Your actions can change the mindset of a person. Praise God. I'm going to tell you this. I heard this testimony the other day, and I'm going to close with this. It was a woman at the gas pump, and she said she looked over and she saw an elderly man searching for change in the car. Hallelujah. By the time he got in the store, he said, I got $8. Amen. I'm trying to put $8 on pump 6. Hallelujah. She just happened to be at pump 5. Glory to God. And she reached over and she said, sir, can I fill up your gas tank? And the man said, no, ma'am, that's all right. I get my check on the first. Hallelujah. This testimony was a couple of days ago. The first is in a couple of days. Hallelujah. So we got about a week away. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when he get his check, praise God, he said, I beg of you, sir, it's just in my heart, I want to fill up your gas tank. Praise God. He said, I don't know, because it's a lot of good people in the world. It's not that many good people in the world. And I hate to take advantage of that. Praise God. And she said, sir, you're not taking advantage of me. And she slid a card in and filled his tank up. She said, it was my $38. And he said, you just don't know. My wife just died. Hallelujah. And I'm going through a lot right now. And what you just did was reaffirm my confidence that there are still good people in the world. Glory to God. See, there's people out there think ain't no good people out here. There's people out here thinking, amen, nobody cares about what they're going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if you ain't got no money or dime to give them, glory to God, you can stop and give them a word. God still loves you, and I love you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I had it, I would give it. I don't have it right now, but when I do, if I see you again, it's yours. Hallelujah. Why? Because I care about you. I love you. Jesus loves you. And maybe nobody told you that in a while, but I stop here to tell you right now, gold and silver I do not have, but what I have I give unto thee, and I give unto thee a word of encouragement, a word of inspiration. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I ain't got the money, hallelujah, hallelujah, I can pray with you. Hallelujah. I can inspire you. I can testify with you. I can sit here and talk with you. I can come by and visit with you. Amen. Some people need to be treated like a human being. Hallelujah. And us doing this is reaffirming that confidence that there are good people. Hallelujah. In the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever church you might go to, praise God. Hallelujah. Be different from the rest of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. You hear people testifying about church hurt and all these fake Christians. Don't be one of them. Hallelujah. Don't fit into the church hurt club. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy decides to do, God is with you. Hallelujah. And God will deliver you. Hallelujah. Whatever situation they put you in, glory to God, you're going to come out and you're not going to look like what you've been through. And as a matter of fact, what you've been through is going to help you. What you've been through is going to take the boundaries off. Hallelujah. The bounds, hallelujah, will be burnt away. Hallelujah, when you go through the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just like jewelry, just like gold. When you send gold through the fire, hallelujah, amen, the stuff that contaminates the gold got to burn out so I can get some pure gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you just went through the fire, amen, hallelujah, so the remnants can burn out. Hallelujah. So the thing that I can't use, God say, amen, can burn off, so you can be pure gold. Glory to God. The fire purifies you. The enemy tried to kill you. Hallelujah. But it ended up, hallelujah, purifying you. Glory to God. And God delivered you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no matter what comes against us, you are ready to deliver us. That you are with us, hallelujah, and that you will bring us out, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, and we will not bow down. We will not conform to the images of this world, but we will be transformed by, hallelujah, the renewings of our minds. And we thank you all tonight for being with us. We thank you all tonight for your word that we stand on. We thank you all tonight for you being God on yourself. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And if it is amen, praise God. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that God has brought us through, hallelujah, on tonight. We want to open up the line, amen. If anybody has a testimony, amen, or a prayer request, hallelujah, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to see, is my brother in Christ on, is Apostle Curry on tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Indeed I am, brother. Amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God.
Amen. Peace and blessings to you all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you have any remarks or any comments on tonight, man of God?
Amen. That word of God spoke for itself, man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That was an awesome word. Amen. I'm just thankful tonight how, you know, God showed how that when we go through the fire, that if we go through the fire the right way, we're going to come out without being burned by the fire. Amen. And wasn't what they did, it's what they said to the king. And they released God on the scene in verse 16 and 17. And God showed up because of what they said. He said in verse 16, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, we ain't got to think about what we're going to say. We ain't got to think about it. It's already a done deal.
Right.
He said in verse 17, he said, if it be so, in other words, if you do what you say you're going to do, the God whom we serve, now that's important. And that just goes to show, when you serve God, God will serve you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He said, the God whom we serve God. So we know about the God we're talking about, is
amen,
able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he will.
Them boys knew their God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, thank you.
In this hour, we got to know the God we talking about. Glory to God. You just can't be talking about him. You got to know him. You got to serve him. Because if you serve him, he's not going to let you down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And they said, because we serve him, he's going to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And, come on here, somebody, and it's a conjunction, he will deliver us out of your hands. Hallelujah. In other words, not only is he able to bring us out the fire, but he's able to bring us out of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
O King,
He said, we realize you a king, but we serve the King of Kings. Come on here, somebody. They realized that the God they served was higher than the king that was trying to intimidate them and make them renounce the God they serve. Come on here, somebody. And so them boys released God on the scene and said, he gonna deliver. But then verse 18 said, but even if he don't, hallelujah. Being known, O king, we will not serve your God. Come on here, somebody. We will, even if he don't bring us out, we still not going to serve the God that you serve. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
No, worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Come on here, somebody. I want to say one more thing, glory to God, then I'm going to give it back over to you, Elder. In this hour, you got to have a fire hotter than the fire you going through. You got to have a fire that's more hotter on the inside of you than the fire that's on the outside. Come on here, somebody. Them boys had a fire on the inside that was hotter than the fire that they was going through on the outside. Come on here, somebody. That's why the fire couldn't burn them, because the fire could not compare to the fire they had on the inside. Come on here, somebody. Hey, God, hallelujah. In this hour, y'all, we got to have a fire hotter than what the devil got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How hot is your fire? If I was going to preach this thing, y'all, the glory to God, I would call it how hot is your fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But I thank God tonight, man, and God, for you bringing that word out. Amen. Hallelujah. Give honor to God for that word, man of God.
Amen.
Also, amen, I want to ask everybody that will, amen, to wish my queen and my first lady, amen, a happy birthday. Amen. She has now graduated into the 30s club. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She is officially, amen, in the 30s club. Glory to God.
Happy,
we praise God on tonight.
Happy birthday. You guys come and say happy birthday to TC.
Amen.
Today is
her birthday.
Happy birthday, Auntie Titi. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Auntie
Titi. Oh, thank you,
Dollars right here. Say happy birthday,
Monty.
Your brother,
that's
right
Monty.
Here. Hi, Sonny.
Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Yeah. Happy birthday.
I put it on
Facebook.
Amen. Amen,
sir. Go, go.
I'm just playing. They're like, hell, you had that one kind of fast. That's on your plate? Hey, man. Hey, man. Happy birthday, First Lady. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I got to see
you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, little man. So, I want to say, on the count of three, we all just sing a little happy birthday to her. Amen. On the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sweetheart. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Huh?
Amen. I'm going to turn back over.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Happy birthday to First Lady. Amen. Praise God. First Lady Curry on today. Glory to God. We have a great time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We want to remind everybody tomorrow night, amen, we're having a special healing service on tomorrow night. Amen. And we invite everybody, amen, if you got an ailment, praise God, call in, tune in, praise God. God is going to be doing some miracles on tomorrow night, so we invite you to call in and tune in, praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle,
yeah.
We'll be having the healing service on tomorrow night, so make sure you call in, tune in. Don't forget about Morning Glory coming on in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. With Apostle Curry, amen, and the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we certainly have a good time in the Lord. If you want to sow a seed, you know how to get that seed sown, so get that seed. Hallelujah, in the ground, glory to God. And we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah, on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Apostle, would you mind doing us the honors and just praying us out on tonight, glory to God?
Yes, amen.
Father, we thank you.
Bishop, yes.
I got a praise report from the lady for you guys to let you guys know. That her husband coming home Thursday. They took him off all the machines and everything. Yeah, they took him off all the machines and everything. He's walking up, walking, talking, eating. So they releasing him Thursday to come
Look
home.
At God. Look at God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen. That just goes to show that our God is still a healer. Amen. Our God is very much alive. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise God for that praise report right there. Amen.
He's been reading what scripture he gave. You gave him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited, y'all.
Amen.
God is giving his healing power.
Yeah, but they told him he was supposed to, you don't make it out of that. They didn't get him a triple. He got a 5 bypass.
Wow.
I ain't even heard of it. That doctor told him
people like that
coming there dead with that.
But the God we serve, amen.
Right.
We like Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro, amen. We ain't got answers. Okay, amen. We know who we serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Wow.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many know that God is still able?
Yeah,
man. Amen. Hallelujah. So anybody that you know that need a healing, that's sick in their body, that's sick in their mind, that's sick in their soul. Amen. I mean, there's different kind of sicknesses. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But God is able to heal every sickness. Glory to God. There's no sickness that we have that God cannot heal. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And it's God's will to heal. I want you to say it with me. It is God's will.
God's will.
For him to heal. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, I felt that. He want me to be healed. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we're going to thank God for the healing service tomorrow night. And I want y'all to be praying. Amen. Because God going to move in a mighty way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let's get ready, amen, for tomorrow night. Amen. Okay. Father, we thank you.
The Lord.
And we give you praise. And we give you glory, Lord. And we give you honor. Father, we thank you on tonight. Wait a minute, y'all. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, you haven't seen anybody before?
No, I just want to say thank you, everyone, that, you know, wish me a happy birthday today. I feel very special today. That's all. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Father, we thank you. And we give you the praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. Thank you for how you bless us all day long. Father, we thank you that you are yet a God that can take us through the fire, in spite of the fire. Thank you for your messenger tonight. Bless him, strengthen him, uphold him, God. Continue, God, to empower him. Continue to bring enlightenment, God. We thank you, and we give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. We thank you, Father, that you have made us as bold as a lion. And we thank you, Lord, that we stand tall in your anointing, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Like Daniel, Lord. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God, like all of those who have stood, God, we have made a decision also to stand for you, God. And we thank you right now, God, that in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Father, that you just begin to manifest your presence, manifest your glory, manifest your goodness. And we thank you right now, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But whatever we set our hands to do, it shall prosper. We thank you, God, that you have raised up a standard against the enemy. That when he come in like a flood, Lord God, hallelujah, that you would lift that standard, God. We give you the praise, God, and we give you the glory. And we ask you tonight to be glorified, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For who you are, God. We bless your holy name, God. And we thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for what you are about to do. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. And we give you praise for your words that cannot fail. We bless your holy name on tonight. And we pray, God, that you continue, Lord God, to get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For it is in Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody clap those hands and give God all the praise tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody clap those hands and give God all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, sir. We now turn over. I now turn over to the hands of Elder Andre, amen, my dear brother, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God on tonight, amen. We truly hope everybody has been blessed. And like we always say, don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. And we're going to leave y'all with this Stevie Wonder. Yeah, I said Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. Bless the Lord.
the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe me. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us so.
Call, I know he got.